I'm Jackson, W266, DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
I'm Stacey Lynn in Washington. Deadly tornadoes swept across several states in the South. At least seven people are dead in Alabama, two more in Georgia. Here's CBS's Daniel Backus.
We just got down to start praying to God.
Leon Childs hid in a closet as a tornado touched down in a central Georgia neighborhood, one of many that struck the South this week.
The wind picked up really hard.
Among the dead, a five-year-old boy killed by a tree crashing on a car.
The twisters are part of the same nasty storm system that drenched California, and they're not out of the woods there, with more on the way this weekend. KCBS-TV's Candace Crone says residents are preparing.
Jimmy Duvall is gearing up for heavy rainfall this weekend by clearing the driveway of his Studio City home of debris left behind by last week's powerful storm.
Yeah, hoping this weekend isn't as bad as the last one.
Relentless rain a week ago saturated the hills.
We still have a lot of loose soil. There could be more mudslides.
And the NFL playoff game is today at Levi Stadium, where the San Francisco 49ers play the Seattle Seahawks. It's going to be a mess at game time. The National Weather Service is forecasting 3/4 of an inch of rain and wind gusts of nearly 30 miles per hour. After classified documents were found at two Biden locations, White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre insists the administration is fully cooperating.
The president's lawyers and team has been fully cooperating with the Department of Justice, and they're certainly going to do that with the special counsel.
Two Trump Organization companies were ordered to pay $1.6 million for a massive tax fraud scheme that went on for years. Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg.
You don't think that is enough? Our laws in this state need to change in order to capture this type of decade-plus systemic and egregious fraud.
Former President Trump was not personally charged. Police in Newport News, Virginia, say they learned a school employee was notified about a possible gun at Richneck Elementary School before a six-year-old student shot his teacher. The school says the student's backpack was searched after they got the tip, but no gun was found. Newport News School Board Chair Lisa Searls-Law.
We understand that this has been a difficult and uncertain time for everyone. We are truly sorry.
Friday the 13th ended up being someone's lucky day.
Our first winning number tonight is 61. That's followed by 30.
It was a person named who had the winning Mega Millions ticket with all six numbers matching. They just won a cool $1.35 billion. That's the second largest jackpot in Mega Millions history. This is CBS News.
Nobody should have to pay for one-size-fits-all insurance coverage. Liberty Mutual customizes your car and home insurance so you only pay for what you need. Liberty Mutual and...
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Wait a minute. How about this? Listen to me, you lantern-jawed cretin. You horned-eyed homunculus. You are going to do what's right for the people of Wisconsin. You're putting cancer water in our water, destroying the greatest university system in the country and public education. Knock it off. That is unlikely to be said. That's what I'd say.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
I'm Pat Kreitlow from Up North News. On an earlier edition, we talked to three women, med students, about whether they're going to stay in Wisconsin to practice medicine.
All this Roe v. Wade stuff, and now OBGYN's hands are so tied. I don't want to go through 12 years of training to have some person that didn't do training tell me how to do my job.
It is not a binary choice. You're for or against abortion. It is a healthcare decision. We all have those stories, and people want to hear them.
Don't miss the real stories here on Up North News.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
Just a little heads up before something bad happens.
Move your coffee cup away from your computer.
Oh, no.
So you can have more control.
Stop. You're texting your boss by mistake.
Uh-oh.
Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes like managing your weight, getting active, stopping smoking, and eating healthier, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. It's easy to learn your risk. Take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org.
Warning, the cap is loose on that ketchup.
Ugh. Don't wait. You have the power to change the outcome. Visit doihaveprediabetes.org today. That's doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUS Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Bringing some sanity to the airwaves. The Shaw 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome back to the third hour of our program. Will Americans embrace the politics of fear or trust? This is this whole thing of motivation strategies. It's been a while since I've talked about this. I wrote a book about this back in 2008. In fact, I should have mentioned it in my op-ed today. It's titled Cracking the Code. And in that book, I talked about how basically, and this is kind of core stuff to like neuro-linguistic programming and cognitive behavioral therapy and some other, you know, schools of psychology, for lack of a better umbrella, is the idea that we are constantly motivating ourselves. We're never standing still. We're never static. We are always moving in one direction or another, and we are always driving ourselves to that motion, either by scaring ourselves or by enticing ourselves. And these are called motivation strategies. Some people have the motivation strategy of, you know, for example, I've got to get up in the morning and go to work. So for some people, what they imagine is, you know, showing up late and getting fired. So they're using fear or pain as a motivation strategy. Other people, when they wake up in the morning and think, okay, I got to get out of bed and get ready for work, they imagine something positive that's going to happen during the day. They think of, I'm looking forward to seeing Sean today and we'll have a nice conversation. She's always so cheerful. Something like that. So, which is positive, you know, it's a positive motivation strategy. These are the problem, and there's a problem with both of those motivation strategies, or a weakness to each of them. The weakness of the moving away from pain motivation strategy is that it exhausts us over time. The more often we think about scary things, the more exhausted we get by them, and eventually they lose their punch. I mean, it's the story of the little boy who cried wolf. The weakness of moving toward pleasure motivation strategies, the positive motivation strategies, is that they are in and of themselves rather weak compared to moving away from pain. Moving away from pain, it's like, you know, you put your hand on an oven, on a hot stove, and you will pull your hand away instantly, right? Moving away from pain is like lightning. It's like the electromagnetic force. It's powerful, powerful stuff. Whereas moving toward pleasure, much more subtle. It's more like gravity. It's irresistible over time. It draws you constantly. So well-formed motivation strategies, well-formed political messaging contains both, but focuses principally on the positive. For example, John Kennedy on September 20th, 1963, he gave a speech to the United Nations, and he said, and I quote, "Never before has man," and this, he starts out positive and then goes negative. I'll tell you that as we start out. "Never before has man had such capacity to control his own environment, to end thirst and hunger, to conquer poverty and disease, to banish illiteracy and massive human misery. We have the power to make this the best generation of mankind in the history of the world, or to make it the last. So, you know, there you go. Here's all these positive things. And, oh, by the way, there is something negative. Look out. That's a well-formed message, politically speaking. And so my op-ed today is titled, Will Americans Embrace the Politics of Fear or Trust? And what got me thinking about this was, I believe it was Gary, who's a regular caller, who called in and said, you know, years ago, Ed Muskie, back in 1970, gave a speech where he talked about there's only two kinds of politics. There's the politics of fear and the politics of trust. In fact, here's Muskie's actual quote. I incorporated it into this article. He said, literally, quote, there are only two kinds of politics. They are not radical and reactionary, or conservative and liberal, or even Democrat and Republican. There are only the politics of fear and the politics of trust. So, you know, that's kind of the bottom line. So what have we been putting up with for the last 50 years since Richard Nixon in 1968 invoked his Southern strategy, which was a fear-based strategy? He's telling white people be afraid of black people, basically. And basically every Republican since then has been running on fear-based strategies. You know, Donald Trump came right out and, I mean, he literally, you know, Mexican rapists and murderers are coming to get you. I mean, that was his opening gambit when he came down the elevator at Trump Tower and announced his candidacy for the presidency. Before him, you had George W. Bush. George W. Bush told us we all had to be afraid of Muslims. And in fact, he set up special prisons, and he tortured Muslims, and he killed Muslims, and he rendered people. You know, it was just like, oh my God, be afraid of Muslims. Before him, his father, George Bush Sr., he shoved Willie Horton in our faces in 1988. And then you've got, you know, Ronald Reagan, who famously talked about the welfare queen with, you know, hundreds of Social Security accounts, who, you know, he was challenged by the New York Times. Please identify this person. He was unable to. It was a lie, but nonetheless. And then, you know, he also gave that speech where he talked about, you know, doesn't it upset you when you're standing in line at the supermarket with your hard-earned salary and some young buck in front of you is buying champagne and steak with his food stamps? And young buck, of course, being Reagan's euphemism for, you know, young black person. And then, you know, before Reagan, you had Richard Nixon, who was, you know, pitching his whole Southern strategy. On the other hand, the Democratic Party, by and large, now there has been some use of fear by Democrats, most recently in the 2022 election, in the 2020 election, both of them, or actually in the 2022 election, excuse me, pointing out that the Supreme Court has ended the right to abortion. I mean, sometimes it's appropriate to be afraid. It's appropriate to be afraid of a Republican politician who wants to ban abortion, for example, or to take it the next step. You've got Republican politicians now trying to ban birth control. But generally speaking, if we look at Democratic politicians, what we see is that, you know, they're promoting positive messages. They're saying, you know, here's, well, you know, Franklin Roosevelt, his New Deal. It was the, you know, his the whole essence of Roosevelt's presidency was putting America back to work, putting America back together. Harry Truman, you know, his slogan for his 1948 campaign was the buck stops here. John F. Kennedy, his slogan was a time for greatness. These are positive aspirational visions. Now, Reagan had one. Reagan, he's kind of the exception among the Republicans. His positive aspirational vision in 1980, his campaign slogan in 1980 was, let's make America great again. Trump just stole it from Reagan, and everybody kind of said, well, okay. But anyhow, back to the Democrats. LBJ had his Great Society, which brought us, you know, the Civil Rights Act, the Voting Rights Act, the Medicare, Medicaid, all kinds of stuff. Jimmy Carter was going to stop the danger of global warming. It was just, you know, in the late 1970s, we were just waking up to this. The ExxonMobil knew about it for apparently several decades. We're now learning, but and the fossil fuel industry knew the horrors that were coming. We just saw all these people die down in the South from these hurricanes, excuse me, tornadoes that were amped up by global warming. And ExxonMobil knew that this was coming and lied about it and funded people to lie about it. But Jimmy Carter tried to do something about that. We talked about this yesterday on the program, and of course he got defeated when Ronald Reagan cut a deal with the Iranians to hold the hostages. Then you had Bill Clinton. He had his 1992 election campaign was based on his new covenant with the American people. In other words, a new relationship between government and citizens that would support people, that would help people. It was a positive vision. And then in 96, when he was reelected, his campaign slogan was building a bridge to the 21st century. Very forward-looking and positive. Barack Obama's campaign in 2008, his slogan was change we can believe in. And you know, he was noted for the Affordable Care Act, for, you know, a positive thing to help America. So now, and Joe Biden in 2020, Joe Biden was asked by Robin Roberts on ABC what his campaign slogan was. And he said, make America moral again. Make America return to the essence of who we are, the dignity of the country, the dignity of the people, treating our people with dignity. End this god-awful division that is being taken in order to separate people to aggrandize Trump's own power. And Biden has largely kept to that. I mean, you know, we're 2 years into his presidency. It has been characterized by a return of decency, a return of compassion to the White House, along with a respect for the rule of law. I think Joe Biden is a genuinely decent human being. I've met him. I've spoken with him. I was never a fan of Joe Biden's politics until the last 2 years, and he's just blown me away. I'm very impressed. And he's taken an aggressive stand on behalf of democracies around the world, including Ukraine. I mean, this is noble and honorable work. And the fact that Biden and Bernie Sanders are working hand in glove, you know, the Inflation Reduction Act, the efforts to rebuild America. I mean, you know, yeah, Joe Manchin blew it up, but and all the Republicans, of course, but tells us a lot about where the Democratic Party is at right now and where they're going. So the Democrats have this very positive, forward-looking vision for America, and they've accomplished a hell of a lot in the last 2 years. Meanwhile, Ron DeSantis and Greg Abbott are using heavily armed police to arrest black people with, you know, the cameras rolling. I don't know if you caught this. Joy Reid did a brilliant segment on this on her program yesterday, the Reid Report. DeSantis just took over a liberal arts college in Florida. There's a piece about that in the New York Times, I believe, maybe the Washington Post today. He's shutting down discussions of race or gender in the classrooms. I mean, again, the Republicans are selling be afraid, you know, they want you to know that gays are coming for your kids. Blacks want to fraudulently vote. Unionized teachers are promoting perversions. Immigrants want your job. Social Security and Medicare have to be cut because they're doomed, and women delight in killing babies and therefore must suffer under the heavy hand of the law. I mean, this is the Republican sales pitch. Right-wing media are working every day to try to terrify Americans. Progressive media and the Democratic Party, by and large, are I think, in my opinion, trying to hold to a vision of a more positive America, an America that can rise to the occasion, an America that cares for, takes care of all of its people. An egalitarian America. So, you know, the choice is increasingly clear. We've seen the results of FDR's Social Security, JFK's NASA, and civil rights legislation, LBJ's Medicare and Medicaid, Obama's expansion of health care with the ACA. What have the Republicans done for us in the last 50 years? Other than tax cuts for billionaires? I can't think of anything. Can you?
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Anyhow, you can find the piece over at HartmanReport.com. We'll be right back. It's Anything Goes Friday. Explore the quaint seaside villages and historic harbors of old New England with American Cruise Lines. You'll visit scenic Martha's Vineyard, beautiful Nantucket, and Bar Harbor. Enjoy an authentic lobster bake along the rocky shores of Maine aboard the newest fleet of small cruise ships. Relax on your private balcony, breathing in the ocean air as the crew provides the highest level of personalized service. Simply request your free cruise guide today at AmericanCruiseLines.com. That's AmericanCruiseLines.com. Every weekday, I write a new original article about one of the critical issues of our day and publish it on our website, HartmanReport.com. I write these entirely by myself, so you're getting my unvarnished thoughts on national and world events. There's no advertising, and you can get them every single weekday in your email at no charge whatsoever. Or just read them for free with no ads by going to HartmanReport.com. I cover topics from climate to Congress to politics to the law, as well as social and health issues. You can find it all at HartmanReport.com. Hey friends, Tom Hartman here to tell you about my brand new book. It's called The Tom Hartman Reader. Tom Hartman Reader is unlike any of my other books. It's a collection of my best and most revealing writings that I think you need to know. Tom Hartman Reader covers everything from my fierce commitment to Jeffersonian democracy to my steadfast opposition to the corporatization of America. Also, it more clearly identifies the root causes of so many of our social and environmental ills. The Tom Hartman Reader will give you essential information and explore solutions to questions like, how do we keep our schools from treating children like assembly line products? Why is it that attention deficit disorder is not an affliction? Or what cloudy Germany can teach us about solar energy? And much, much more. Not only will you gain vital substance on a wide range of topics in the book, but the Tom Hartman Reader will inspire you to action. It's time to educate ourselves on the world around us, why it got this way, and the corrective actions we all need to take. The Tom Hartman Reader, available in fine bookstores everywhere and on our website at TomHartman.com. Makes a great gift, too. Inspiration, insight, and action. The Tom Hartman Reader. There was a time in America where a single wage earner could support a middle-class lifestyle, and that meant being able to buy a three-bedroom house, have a couple of cars if necessary, take an annual vacation, occasionally maybe even go overseas, send your kids to college, having roof repairs or major problems with your home didn't throw you into bankruptcy, or getting sick didn't do that. That was America throughout the 50s, the 60s, the 70s, the 80s, and even the early 90s. But then Reaganism bit hard. It's really particularly been biting us in the last couple of decades. And now, in order to have that middle-class lifestyle, you need to have two workers, and you need to have an income of typically well over $100,000 a year in order to have that kind of security. I've got a whole rant about this with a lot more details over at TomHartman.com. Check it out. If something's wrong with your computer, you reboot it. You restore it back to where it needs to be. Today, our country is headed down the wrong track, overwhelmed with joblessness, declining wages, and corporations deciding our elections, for starters. This is not the Founding Fathers' vision. It's time we rebooted something bigger than our computers. It's time we rebooted the American dream. We must restore the thriving, prosperous days we once had. And my new book, Rebooting the American Dream, explains exactly what we need to do. Bringing our jobs and manufacturing home, rolling back the Reagan tax cuts, ending corporate personhood, and educating our electorate are part of the simple 11-step plan in rebooting the American dream that we can start today to rebuild our country. Check out Rebooting the American Dream in bookstores everywhere and online at TomHartman.com. We can recover the American dream we lost 30 years ago to Reaganomics and the Reagan-Bush-Clinton-Bush era. We're all in this together. Please check out Rebooting the American Dream by yours truly, Tom Hartman, in bookstores everywhere and online at TomHartman.com. Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them. I'm starting the new year the same way I finished it, with one great night's sleep after another, thanks to our Cozy Earth bedding. They are the softest, most comfortable sheets ever. Cozy Earth was founded to help transform lives by offering the softest, most luxurious, and responsibly sourced bedding in the world. And with over 5,000 five-star reviews on their website, they're clearly doing just that. Cozy Earth uses only luxury materials, such as the finest premium viscose made from highly sustainable bamboo. No wonder Cozy Earth is the brand that made Oprah's Favorite Things 5 years in a row. And Cozy Earth bedding, which comes in six awesome colors, is super soft, lightweight, and temperature regulating, so you sleep more comfortably year-round. Whether it's their luxury sheets, loungewear, pajamas, or plush bath towels, you'll love shopping at Cozy Earth. Plus, Cozy Earth bedding comes in a beautiful, reusable canvas tote, so get cozy now. Hurry, save 35% on Cozy Earth. Go to CozyEarth.com, enter my promo code Tom, T-H-O-M, and you'll get 35% off. That's CozyEarth.com, promo code Tom, T-H-O-M, CozyEarth.com. Welcome back, 24 minutes past the hour. Okay, in France right now, President Macron has a problem on his hands. And this kind of tells you everything you need to know about the difference between America and France. He wants to raise the retirement age. They call it their pension system. We call it Social Security here. He wants to raise their Social Security eligibility age from its current 62 years old. Keep in mind, it's now 67 in the United States. Macron wants to raise it from 62 to 64. And it is provoking nationwide strikes. People are seriously pissed off. And here, Reagan, I mean, you know, he did it 40 years ago, but it just took effect in the last couple of years. Reagan raised our retirement age from 65 to 67. And now the Republicans in the House of Representatives are saying that they want to raise the Social Security and Medicare eligibility age to 70. I mean, there's some people even saying 75. This is nuts. Meanwhile, over at Senator Joe Manchin's office, the guy who gets more money from big oil than any other member of Congress, his top aide, his number one guy, his right-hand man, Lance West is his name, has left Manchin's employ and is now working as a lobbyist for the American Petroleum Institute. You know, Nina Turner tweeted, "This is corruption, period." She, you know, the former co-chair of the Bernie Sanders campaign. She's been on this program many times. She's just a great person. The American Petroleum Institute spent $3.6 million lobbying last year. They've been sued by New York City and the state of Minnesota for misleading the public about the climate crisis. And apparently there's a revolving door running, not just in Manchin's office, but all over Congress. I mean, this happens frequently. People who go to Congress and then they leave Congress and they go to work for industry. This guy was apparently involved, according to Axios, Lance West's departure. He was, quote, through the on-again, off-again, build-back-better negotiations, he developed a reputation as a fierce advocate for Manchin's positions. That's from Axios. So, and Manchin's positions were, you're not going to do anything to stop fossil fuels because, hey, I'm going to be dead in the next decade or two or three, and I don't care. I mean, that's kind of Joe Manchin's official position. Apparently that of his staff. Sad. Anyhow, Anything Goes Friday. I'll pick up your calls right after this.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Speaking the truth, Big Pharma would really rather you didn't know. I'll be right back.
By now, you know exactly what a medical alert device is. So let's talk about what we offer. What are the best prices for medical alert devices in the country? If you're on a fixed income, call our special medical alert hotline right now. You'll qualify for free equipment and our best price starting at $1 a day. That's it. You could have your loved one or yourself protected by the largest medical emergency response network in the country. If you need a medical alert system for your mom, your dad, you, or another loved one, call right now and start 24/7 protection for about $1 a day with no setup fees, equipment charges, or long-term contracts. You've seen the rest. Now call Stay Safe now for our best price. 800-307-0603. 800-307-0603. 800-307-0603. That's 800-307-0603.
Do you have a car sitting around you want to get rid of? Then here's a great idea. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Yes, one fast call to the Veteran Car Donation Program and we'll come and remove your car for free. fast, free towing, and 24-hour response. You can donate most cars, trucks, or SUVs in most conditions. The proceeds raised goes to help active military, veterans, and their families, and you get a tax deduction. All you need to do is make this free call. Get rid of that old car and help the vets. We make it easy. Make this free call now and book your fast and easy pickup. Call the Veteran Donation Program now. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Operators are standing by. Here's the number.
800-880-5013. 800-880-5013.
The Shaw 101 FM, your fix for progressive talk. From Muskego to Pewaukee, always streaming at WAUKradio.com.
CBS News Brief. At least 9 people were killed by tornadoes that slammed the South. There's extensive damage in Selma, Alabama.
You could hear some crashing and that kind of thing. And I thought when I got out of the basement that I wouldn't have a house.
The White House is cooperating with the investigation into the classified documents found in President Biden's old office and Delaware home. Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre.
We are going to continue to fully cooperate. We have been.
Someone just got filthy rich. Our Mara Rubin reports.
There's a mega billionaire in Maine. Someone in the Pine Tree State is holding a Mega Millions ticket worth $1.3 billion, and that winner overcame 1 in 302 million odds to win that billion.
It was the second largest jackpot in Mega Millions history. It's the 7th time there was a grand prize winner on a Friday the 13th. The next drawing is on Tuesday for, you know, a measly 20 mil. CBS News Brief. I'm Stacey Lynn.
Women hear a lot about self-care these days. Advice on ways to relax, exercise, eat healthy, and more. Those are all great. But one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. That means saving money for retirement. It's never too late to start. And it's the kind of self-care that brings peace of mind that lasts. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. That's WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
Listen Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
It is the Monday after the first Packers game, and I think everyone right now is licking their wounds.
But I do love that you're leading with The Bears Still Suck as the intro song. I mean, we're already on to week two.
Why are we not good at the season opener?
Listen to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry right here on the Shaw 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM.
We have to really understand how critically important a time this is. Time for talk is over. The time for action is now. Because my voice has always been and will continue to be for people who don't have a voice.
Tune in to the Earl Ingram Show every Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. Only on WAUK 540 AM, 101.1 FM, The Shaw.
I'm looking at the phone lines. I'm seeing some familiar faces. Once in a minute, Gene of Eau Claire.
Well, welcome back, Matt. I really miss you. We've been missing getting woke every morning, but now we'll get woke in the afternoon.
Once in a minute, Andrew of Detroit.
Professor, it's so nice you're back. We missed you during your vacation, and I'm very happy to be in your class for the semester.
Thanks a lot for calling in. I appreciate all my callers.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
If I could be you,
and you could be me,
for just 1 hour,
if you could find a way
to get inside
each other's mind,
walk a mile in my shoes. Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out, and for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Share the Tom Hartman program with your friends. We're available on SiriusXM, Free Speech TV, Pacifica, commercial stations nationwide, YouTube, Twitter, Facebook, on the Tom Hartman app, and you can even tell your smart speaker to listen to the Tom Hartman program. If you choose to believe Google, then all you need to do to surf the internet privately is turn on incognito mode in your browser. And we're supposed to trust these guys, big tech, with solutions to our online privacy, right? Well, wrong. It doesn't matter what browser mode you use or how often you clear your browsing history. Your internet service provider can see every single website you've ever visited. And they can even sell your data to advertisers. That's why I use ExpressVPN to keep my online data secure and private. I've been using it for years, almost a decade, because they make sure that my ISP and third-party trackers can't see my online activity and location. They do that by rerouting my connection through a secure, encrypted server. ExpressVPN is also the fastest and most trusted VPN on the market, rated number one by Business Insider. So protect your online activity today with the VPN that I use to keep me private. Visit expressvpn.com/Tom, and you can get an extra 3 months free on a one-year package. That's expressvpn.com/THOM, expressvpn.com/Tom to learn more. Past the hour, anything goes Friday. Dave in Hoffman Estates, Illinois. Hey, Dave, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom, Happy New Year.
Thank you. I got you.
This with President Biden, I mean, this thing just really upset me with the fact that, you know, they basically had Trump cornered and in the ropes, and this showed up. It's like, you know, I'm in agreement almost with the caller Tim from last hour that I. It seems a little bit too convenient, this stuff turns up, but who signed out for these books, you know, these boxes or whatever? And because aren't they supposed to use a skiff?
Well, members of Congress have to do that. The president has a whole different set of rules around classified documents and he's got the top security clearance of anybody on earth, you know, anybody in the United States.
But if I understand correctly, he was vice president when this happened, correct?
Yeah, but that's the same level of access. I mean, if you're vice president and the president, you know, gets assassinated or drops dead from a heart attack or something, you got to hit the ground running. So the vice president's kept up to date on everything the president does.
Okay. And I had heard, I don't listen at all to the Fox or any of these right-wing stations ever. I mean, there's some that do from this station that we'll listen to. I never will. And I listen to either MSNBC or CNN. And one of the shows, one of them talking heads or whatever, they claimed, I don't know if it's true or not, but they said that I guess it's probably that first case that was found, you know, reported, said that I guess that's the one out of the closet. And they said, it didn't mention nothing till after the November midterms.
Right.
I mean, if this is true, well, we know there would have been a different outcome if it would have been in August, you know, given to him.
I'm not sure there would have been a different outcome, but it would have been politically uncomfortable. It would have been, because when people are voting for members of Congress, they're typically not, it's not that much of a referendum on the performance of the president. I continue to think that probably the biggest variables in the last election, the 2022 election, were the abortion decision by the Supreme Court and the just general insanity of Donald Trump. But I get it, Dave, procrastinating or postponing or waiting or holding off or whatever. It's a bad look. I'll give you that. It's a bad look. But you know, let's wait and see what the special prosecutor says, and we'll take it from there. Blue thanks for the call. Blue in Albuquerque, New Mexico. Hey, Blue, what's up?
Hi, Tom. Oh, it's an honor to talk to you. Thank you so much.
Sure.
And a little bit ago, you quoted John F. Kennedy saying that we have the power. And he's absolutely right. Governments, you know, because of climate change ramping up, the feedback loops are already underway. Governments are going to need to provide food, water, shelter, clothing, and health care. Otherwise, all societies are going to just collapse because there's going to be anarchy.
Yeah.
And, if they provide food, water, shelter, clothing, and health care, we will pay for everything else, okay? We'll pay for cell phones and cars and internet. And but that's not what I called about. That's important, but what I called about was we need to terraform the Earth.
We already have. I mean, this is,
yeah.
The Earth was a wild place before humans came along, and it no longer is. It's been, you know. But how do you think we need to terraform it?
Well, if you want to understand what's happening to the Earth, you need to look up the difference between the temperatures between the Pleistocene era and the Holocene era. You just see just a graph of that, and the differences are extreme, and that's what we're headed towards, you know, because of the feedback loop.
Because tipping points got passed.
Yeah, and the global currents are sputtering like an old engine.
Yep.
And we don't know what's going to happen.
And the Gulf Stream. Both of those are
they're all interconnected.
Yeah, and if either one of them fails, the outcome will be very, very scary. I mean, you think the tornadoes in the South were a problem, or the storms on the West Coast? You ain't seen nothing yet. Blue, you're right. We face some serious challenges, and you know we've got to rise to them.
Exactly, like you were just saying, it's not about fear. We need to make sure that humans are much more powerful than when they're in rest and digest than when they're in fight or flight.
Yeah.
So we all just need to focus and help each other out. And so we need to terraform by planting food forests. Plant food forests all day, every day, and never stop.
Okay.
And we need to terraform just like the contour lines on a topographic map.
Like Johnny Appleseed.
But everybody on the planet doing it. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I grew up in Michigan, and Johnny Appleseed actually was a guy who actually traveled through Michigan. And there's all these apple trees all over the state that he planted, this guy. You know, I don't recall his real name.
Yeah.
there's some terraforming. Blue, thanks a lot for the call. That's a good thought. Richie in North Hollywood. Hey, Richie, what's on your mind?
Hi, Tom. I met you once at a KPFK event. He's just before the pandemic at the Sportsman's Lodge.
Oh, great. Yeah. I remember with Greg Palast and Stephanie Miller.
Yes, Stephanie Miller and Brad Friedman from the Bradcast.
Yep. Brad's a good guy.
Yeah. And so the reason I'm calling, I was thinking about what Norma said. I agree. I don't think the special prosecutor is a bad idea. I think it's a good idea. Glenn Kirshner was on Stephanie Miller this morning saying that he thought that it was necessary, since both Biden and Trump are running for president, that just at least seems fair. And besides that, I think this is something that Biden and the Democrats, everyone should just embrace. Yeah, I'll show up. Yeah, I'll do this. I'll show up in my Corvette one day. I'll show up on my bicycle another day.
They already have, Richie.
Right. Oh, really? Saying that they're going to come?
Well, I don't know.
Me now?
Are you talking about testifying before Congress, or are you talking about talking to the FBI?
Or both. Well, that's to say, put it all on the table. Yes, I'll show up. Yes, I'll talk to you.
Yeah, the testifying before Congress part, I would be very, very, very careful with that. But talking to the FBI, you know, Biden has already said, you know, he's available. He will talk. His lawyers are... You know, fully empowered. I mean, it was his lawyers who found these documents. He's the one who,
right.
who essentially shot himself in the foot with this. It would have been real easy just to take them out in the backyard and burn them. But that's not what they chose to do. So,
Right. But I'm just thinking as much as the other side is going to make hay about all this, I said, address all of it. Said, no, I'll talk about this now. I'll bring this in now. Question me now.
I think that's what they're doing. There is a process that you've got to go through, and part of that process was appointing a special counsel. Well, it's interesting. I mean, you know, when I first heard that a special counsel had been appointed, I thought, oh my God. And I'm thinking Ken Starr, right? Ken Starr was supposed to look into a failed land deal where Bill Clinton lost $30,000 down in Arkansas, and he ended up, you know, being impeached over Monica Lewinsky because of Ken Starr. Apparently the laws have changed quite a bit, and the special counsel who is looking into Biden, his the realm of stuff he can look into is limited to these documents. Whereas Jack Smith, the special counsel who's looking into Trump, the realm of stuff that he can look into is limited to the documents and January 6th. And, you know, nobody's alleging that Biden tried to overthrow the government on January 6th or any other time. So, you know, we'll see where this goes and how it plays out. But you know, I'm willing to be patient, Richie. Thanks for the call. Bruce in Clinton, Iowa. Hey, Bruce, what's on your mind today?
Hey, I wanted to talk to you, if I could, a little bit about immigration. Tom, I've come to the conclusion on a couple things. Number one, I don't think the immigration situation can be solved unless there are changes in the countries that these people coming to the United States are coming from. And I think, if I'm remembering things right over my lifetime of 65 years, I think the United States is partly at fault on some of this. If I'm remembering right, especially Republican administrations, to keep communism out of the Western Hemisphere, have been involved in keeping even socialism and at times democracy down in some of the Central American and South American countries, and wanting to install right-wing dictatorships and military juntas.
Yeah.
Now, maybe I'm remembering this wrong.
No, you're absolutely right, Bruce. You know, Nicaragua, Honduras, El Salvador, Guatemala have all been in political crisis for the better part of 40 years because of Reagan's interference in those countries and, you know, back during his presidency, and particularly Nicaragua. That's part of the problem. The other part of the problem is that you can't throw a stone in Washington, D.C. without hitting a Republican who is constantly going in front of the cameras telling people that the borders are open. I did an op-ed about this last week. You can find it over at HartmanReport.com. And I pulled up a Google search, and actually I did it with a couple of different search engines. I did it with Google, DuckDuckGo, and Neva. And I pulled up the name, the phrase "open borders," and you know, members of Congress, and you know, just looking for statements that members of Congress had made. You know, just going right through, and Republicans and Democrats. I couldn't find one single Democrat who said that our border is open in the last 10 years.
Right.
I couldn't find a single Democrat who said that, and I could find literally over 100 Republican members of Congress right now who have made public statements that the borders are open. Some on Fox News, mm-hmm. some in press releases, some in local newspapers. And those statements that the border is open get taken very seriously by desperate people in Guatemala and Honduras and El Salvador and Nicaragua and elsewhere. I mean, you've got now Russians coming in through our southern border because they've right. you know, heard that the border's open. Well, the border's not open. I mean, these people are showing up at the wall and they're having to, you know, at the fence and whatnot, and they're having to apply for asylum and all mm-hmm. that kind of thing. But I think that we've got two problems. One is that, you know, you've got climate change is whacking Guatemala right now very badly. We've got a crisis going on in Central America that a lot of it we created, number one. And then number two, you've got all these Republicans who are proclaiming to the world that the border is open. Come on in. And it's, you know, they're doing it for political purposes. Bruce, I got to run, but spot on. You nailed it. Thanks a lot for the call. It's 47 minutes past the hour. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Right back with more of your calls in just a moment. It's Anything Goes Friday.
Hey, Pack Rat. Yeah, you. Are you moving cross country and you just don't know who to call? Call us right now. Listen, you've probably seen one of our containers in your neighborhood. But did you know that we can help you move anywhere in the United States? It's real simple. We'll drop a container off at the location you tell us to bring it to. You pack up your valuable possessions at your leisure. They stay safe right in your home. And when you're ready, call us. We'll come and pick up the container and give you a scheduled date of when your furniture and the other possessions solutions will be at your new home. So if you're moving across country or across town, be a pack rat. Join the pack rat family. Call pack rat right now for your free quote. See y'all later, pack rats.
800-334-5468. 800-334-5468. 800-334-5468. That's 800-334-5468.
It is one of the most powerful books you'll ever read, full of the wisdom of ancient cultures and the directed hope of modern thinkers. The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late by Tom Hartman. Discover how we're made of sunlight and what this has to do with the impact of fossil fuels on civilization. Read about the coming new ice age and what must be done soon. Understand how ancient cultures valued community and cooperation and what we can learn from them. Get in touch with the secret of enough, the meaning of wealth, and the wealth of security. The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight helps us understand and heal our relationship to the world, to each other, and to our natural resources. We have much to learn and even more to remember. Here is your guide, The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late by Tom Hartman, in bookstores everywhere.
The American middle class is on its deathbed. Ordinary folks who put in a solid day's work can no longer afford to buy a house, send their kids to college, or even get sick. If you're not a CEO, you're probably screwed. In his latest book, Screwed, The Undeclared War Against the Middle Class and What We Can Do About It by Tom Hartman, Air America host Tom Hartman shows how the middle class, a product of democracy that was so carefully put together by our country's founding fathers, has been systematically dismantled over the past quarter century and, under the guise of freeing the market, replaced by an anti-democratic system designed to line the pockets of the super rich and corporations. Hartman shows that it's not too late to return to the America our founders envisioned. Democracy requires a fair playing field. It will survive only if we the people stand up, speak out, and reclaim our democracy. To find out more about Tom's book tour, or to get an audio sneak peek of Screwed, The Undeclared War Against the Middle Class and What We Can Do About It, visit TomHartman.com. Get Screwed by Tom Hartman. Available in all fine bookstores now.
Hey, Tom Hartman here. In my new book, Threshold, The Crisis of Western Culture, I'm looking at the deteriorating state of our planet, where the dynamics of environmental, economic, and population change are boiling over the limits within which society can function. I'll be busting the myths and ideologies of religious fundamentalism, capitalism run amok, male domination and hierarchy, and militarism that are draining our world of its natural and human resources and engendering the suffering of millions for the benefit of a few. Threshold examines cultures that have thrived from the mother city of Corral, Peru to modern Denmark, and targets five areas of policy, national, religious, economic, corporate, and environmental, for specific and immediate reform. Radical in scope and boldness, but simple in its common sense logic, my book Threshold illustrates the mistakes we have made as a culture, as a country, and as individuals, and provides the inspiration and motivation that you're looking for to build a better, more sustainable world for all. It's available in fine bookstores everywhere. Threshold.
Help support Progressive Radio. If you're listening to us on a commercial station, call their advertisers and let them know you're listening. If you're listening to us on Pacifica, one of our many nonprofit stations, please support them when they do their fundraising drives. Thanks for supporting Progressive Talk Radio and tag you're it. It's 52 minutes past the hour. Ruth in Maple Grove, Minnesota. Hey, Ruth. Thanks for listening to KTNF. What's up?
Hey, Tom, I just had a quick comment after I heard you talk earlier in the program about the Missouri legislators who don't want women to wear sleeveless clothing.
Right.
I guess those Missouri legislators don't know about the Second Amendment and the right to bear arms.
I love it. Yes, they want a right to bear arms, but they don't want that right to bear arms. That's a good one.
Yes.
Ruth, thank you.
Thank you. I just had to pass that on.
Great job. Thank you. David in Sacramento. Hey, David, what's on your mind today?
How you doing, Tom?
I'm fine. Thanks for listening to SiriusXM. What's up?
I used to be a power plant manager at a gas turbine plant, a biomass plant, and a clean coal plant.
A clean coal plant? There's no such thing as clean coal.
What?
There's no such thing as clean coal.
Well, it gets cleaned up. But what I was going to get at is...
Okay.
Hello? Hello?
I'm listening.
Did you hang up on me?
No, I'm listening. Go ahead, David. Give it your best shot. Come on, David. David? Oh, David hung up on me. Okay. I don't know where that went, but anyhow, Reformer in Eagle Rock, California. Hey, Reformer, what's on your mind today?
I have two goals that I want to say to you, but I want to know if 20 years ago when you started, you set any goals for what you wanted to accomplish with this program.
Yeah, I had just written a piece for Common Dreams called Talking Back to Talk Radio, which became the first business plan for Air America Radio, in which I said, you know, I think this is, you can not only serve the country with progressive talk radio, but you can also make a living. And so my goal was to do proof of concept, was to start a show and build that show and demonstrate that there actually is an audience that you know, Democrats and lefties in America like listening to talk radio as much as conservatives and Republicans. And I think I've accomplished that. But that was my goal initially.
Here are my two goals for September 17th, 2024, that all progressives, no matter what party we're in, that we all become one voice.
That would be nice.
To me, it's hugely important. The other is that Lou Hill's free speech radio, commercial free radio that he started in 1949, that becomes solvent between now and 2024.
Okay. I don't know anything about that, but, yes, let us all message well. Reformer, thanks for the call. Flo in Minneapolis. Hey, Flo, what's up?
Hi, Tom. You speak from the heart, man.
Okay.
I am a proud listener of KTNF, and I'd like to take issue with your... neoliberalism and tribalism comments some time back. I have never been Republican, and certainly not a Republic cult.
Okay.
I'm out of the 30s when Roosevelt was president.
Whoa.
When there was this attempt to demonize anything liberal, the term neoliberalism really went on steroids with Reagan.
Yep.
And there's nothing liberal about it. Yeah. Neo or otherwise.
Well, there is by European definitions, Flo. In Europe, they use the word liberal to describe what we would call conservative here in the United States. But good point. Thanks so much for the call, Flo. Hey, a special thanks to Louise Harbin, Sean Taylor, Nate Atwell, Jamie Holly, Joyce the Hammer, Nance, Nigel Peacock, Sue Nethercutt, Patrick Hoyt, Geraldine Halbert, Ron Hartenbaum, Chase Spross, Nicholas Miller, Pat Sweeney, Jay LeBlanc, Al Gorilla Rhythm, Connor Arroyo, and Carna Verde, all the great folks who helped bring you this program and run our chat room over on YouTube and everything else while we're on the air. Thank you so much to all those folks, and thank you to you. Thank you so much for listening to the program, watching our program, reaching out to our sponsors and our stations and supporting our nonprofits. Thank you. Have a great weekend. Get out there, get active, tag, you're it. We'll see you on Monday.
You've been listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit tomhartman.com.
Explore the mighty Mississippi River with American Cruise Lines. On this amazing journey, you'll discover Civil War history you've only read about, savor delicious Cajun cuisine in New Orleans, and experience the roots of rock and roll firsthand in Memphis aboard the newest fleet of American riverboats. Relax on your private balcony, taking in the scenery as the crew provides the highest level of personalized service. Request your free cruise guide today at AmericanCruiseLines.com. That's AmericanCruiseLines.com. Every weekday, I write a new original article about one of the critical issues of our day and publish it on our website, HartmanReport.com. I write these entirely by myself, so you're getting my unvarnished thoughts on national and world events. There's no advertising, and you can get them every single weekday in your email at no charge whatsoever. Or just read them for free with no ads by going to HartmanReport.com. I cover topics from climate to Congress to politics to the law, as well as social and health issues. You can find it all.
Women hear a lot about self-care these days. Advice on ways to relax, exercise, eat healthy, and more. Those are all great. But one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. That means saving money for retirement. It's never too late to start. And it's the kind of self-care that brings peace of mind that lasts. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. That's WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
This local musical interlude is brought to you by Max Inc. Radio. Dana Perry.
What am I fearing? Why do I worry at all? 'Cause I can feel that.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio every Saturday and Sunday, 6 p.m. to midnight. Download the podcast at maxincradio.com. We are local music.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.